This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you'll want to listen to.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Your Weekly Calling. My name is Brad, and I'm your host. But before we start, I want to make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't already done it. Make sure you subscribe to Your Weekly Calling. Tell your friends about it, because the more you tell, the more we grow, the more people can hear God's Word every Monday morning in 5 to 6 minutes. Thank you again, Hopecast Network, for making this possible. Make sure you check all the shows out on the network. If you like this one, you're going to like them all. So make sure you check them out. But let me ask you something. Have you ever had a moment where everything changed in an instant? A phone call, a diagnosis, a breakup, a job offer. One moment and life shifts. Easter is the moment in human history where everything changed in an instant. Because Easter's not just a religious holiday. It's the moment death lost. Friday looked like the end. You know, for us, Friday's the end of the week, but this Friday looked like the end. Jesus had been beaten. He had been mocked. He'd been crucified, buried in a borrowed tomb. His followers were devastated. The moment they believed would change the world looked completely finished. But you know what? Sunday happened. The stone rolled away. The tomb was empty. And Jesus walked out alive. And because of that moment, hope walked back into the world. Let me tell you a real story from history, because you know I love history. In 1948, a Romanian pastor named Richard Wurmbrand was arrested by communist authorities for preaching about Jesus. Christianity was illegal under the regime, and they wanted to silence him. He was thrown into prison, and he was tortured for years. At one point, the guards decided to mock the Christian prisoners by forcing them to celebrate Easter. They brought them into a room and said sarcastically, "Go ahead, celebrate your resurrection." But something amazing happened. Instead of being bitter, the prisoners began to sing, quietly at first, then louder. They sang, "Christ the Lord is risen today." The guards were stunned. Here were men who had been beaten, starved, imprisoned, and they were celebrating. Later, Wurmbrand said something powerful. He said, "They could take our freedom, but they could not take our resurrection." Why? Because Easter means the worst thing is never the last thing. So what does Easter mean for you? Easter isn't just about what happened to Jesus. It's about what happens to us because of Jesus. Romans 6:9 says, "Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him." That means your past doesn't get the final word. Your failures, hey, they don't get the final word. Your worst moments don't get the final word, because the resurrection means God specializes in new beginnings. Dead dreams can live again. Broken lives can be rebuilt. And even when life feels dark, guess what? Sunday is coming. So, challenge for you this week, because you know I love challenges. Here's a challenge I want you to leave with. Three simple things. Identify your Friday. What in your life feels dead right now? Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's your faith. Maybe it's your motivation. Maybe it's your hope. Be honest about it. Even the disciples thought it was over on Friday. Remember your Sunday. The resurrection reminds us that God does his best work in impossible situations. The tomb was sealed. The guards were posted. The stone was heavy. But none of that stopped God, and it won't stop him in your life either. Three, bring resurrection hope to someone. This week, encourage someone. Text them. Call them. pray for them, invite them to church, whatever church you go to. Hey, here at my church, we want to invite three people in our lives, invite them to church, because sometimes the most powerful thing you can say to someone is, your story isn't over yet. Easter reminds us of this simple truth. The cross proves God loves you. The empty tomb proves nothing is impossible for Him. So wherever you're listening today, in your car, at work, at the gym, on a walk, remember this. Friday looked like defeat, but Sunday changed everything. And because Jesus lives, hope is still alive. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you again for this wonderful devotional and a reminder that Sunday is amazing. Sunday changed everything. And I pray, Lord, for each listener on their way to work or whatever they're doing for their week. I pray for their week, but I also pray that they encourage someone this week. They text them, they call them, Lord. And I pray that they identify their Friday, what is feeling dead right now. And I pray, Lord, that they always remember their Sunday. Thank you, God, again for this wonderful day and this wonderful week. In your holy name, amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly call.